Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. He likes the words of Rabbi Yehuda. It's also meaning to say the Rabbi Chanina ben Shabbos Yosef Lili, the Yash b'Shabeshuk. That means to say that even Rabbi Chanina would like the words of Rabbi Yehuda if the meat was found in the junk outside in the street. Why? Shaf Rabbi Chanina benoi Shabbos Yosef Lili lenech lekolav. He does not argue on him. Elo, where does he argue? B'Yash b'Shabbos. The only machlokes is you find it in the garbage in the house. Aber b'yash b'shebeshuk noydoloi v'nirin. That's all he meant to say. So he only meant to say over like exactly what did he say? That enechnami, that when you find it out your outside in the junk in the garbage outside, avada den lemaisa tosa, because that's the derech of a nevela. When you find it inside the house enechnami, that's good for the machlokes. And the chori meant to say he goes the kula. That's all he meant to say, that the whole machlokes is only in the yashpur shebabayis. But if you find in the yashpur outside, everybody agrees then, but might say that's also. The other Gemara says, it says back in the Mishnah, chutz micher shait to the cotton, that if they make a shchita, it's possible. Why? Because shem yikalkul ha-shchitosan. Maybe they made a bad shchita. Maybe they made a shiit rosa chalodom, therefore the shchita is possible. So Gemara says, Shema kilkulu loikatoni. It doesn't say a lashon of Shema kilkulu. Rashi says the mashmer, that doesn't say maybe they Shema kilkulu loikatoni. V'yafagav the b'diyevet kamar loikatoni chetosim sheiru chutz mechashad v'koton. Doesn't say Shema maybe they will. El it says Shema yikalkulu. Mashmer say Rashi says the mashmer the muodim heim lekalkul. Mashmer like you have to take on for sure. They will ruin the animal. And what does it mean to say? Omer Rav, Rav says, Zaysimas, from here we hear from our Mishnah, here Chiddush, that Ein Moisrim Lehem Chum Lechetchila, that there's no way Lechetchila you allow to give an animal for a kota and cheres v'shoita to make the shchita. Meaning to say, even if you want to give it to him, and let a godel, Oymer Agaba, still you should not do it. Rashi says, Kolema, Afilu Chum Lechetchila, Fi Afilu Achim Oymdom Agaba, still Lechetchila you should not give it to him. You know why? Because even though we're going to watch him, but there's a big chance of Shema Yikalkulu. Maybe he will ruin the animal. So therefore, Lechetchila, you're not supposed to give him an animal to make a shchita at all. Because you have to be afraid he's not going to do a good job. The Mishnah says, B'diyevet, if you gave it to him, and somebody was watching, and they saw that he did a good job, then B'diyevet, it's okay. But Lechetchila, you're not supposed to give it to him, even though you plan to watch him. Yeah. Then it says, whoever makes the shchita and somebody watches him is good. So Mora says, and Abad was coming out, that it means even a cheresh of the cotton also. That Lamaise, if we watched them and we saw they did a good job, then it's a good shchita. So it comes out that what, even though he's not supposed to do it with a chila, but if he did it, it's a kosher for shchita. Even though a cheresh of the cotton has no das, they have no das to make shchita. Still, as long as it was done, the kashrut is kosher. So it says, so man tan who's the tan of our mishnah, the loy bein kavon l'shchita, that you do not have to have kavon of a shashi shechting, like to have kavon I'm doing it l'shem shchita. If you have to have kavon, the cotton should be possible even if we watch him. So who's the tan of the mishnah? Or my rova Rabbi Nosson, it goes according to Rabbi Nosson. The tani will learn like this. Oishi is the iri di min chavrei, that we learned this, the tani ushi learned, when the bride said, the iri di min chavrei says, that Zorek Sak Nanoitz of a Kaisel. That is, somebody stamped through a knife. Stamped, tend up, your intentions were to throw it against the wall. That's all. You want to stab the wall. You want to throw the knife against the, into the wall. What happened was, Behocha Veshochato Kidarko, while the knife was traveling, it happened to meet up with a bird, and the mama shechted the bird, a kosher shchita. So Rabbi Nosson Mach, Shem Nosson says, yes, the shchita is kosher. Rashi said, the Minchavim is Bnei Yeshiva Kadaka Goygen, then it's a good shchita. We must know you don't have to have das. As long as the shchita was done, it's okay. The chacham and poysim, the chacham say no, it's possible. Mashma they hold, you have to have das l'shem shchita. He didn't have das. He was just throwing against the wall. So much is true. Tonally, he learned it from him and he said it law. Halacha k'Reb Nosson. The law is like Reb Nosson, and therefore you do not need das l'shchita. Sat shana mishnah that if a godel saw a chereshet for cotton doing the shchita is kosher, even though he doesn't have das. For the Gemara here, if he just throwing the knife, or be'inan moilucha maybe, the knife, the way it has to make a shchita, has to go back and forth. So that's why you make a shchita. See, if you just threw the knife, it didn't go back and forth. How the shchita kosher? So Mar says, Sheholcho bo kedarko. Rashi says means, Shechotcho bahalichoso. It shechted the chicken when it was traveling. Vehikso bekoisel, and it hit the wall. Vechoizer, and it bounced backwards. Vechotcho. So that's the pshat here. It bounced backwards. Rashi says, really, who I not the answer would have been the most true say, besak and shesh prechutz the tzavar, a long knife that has extended more than the size of the neck. And therefore, it's enough to make no shchita just by going one slice straight ahead. But the more one sense, even with a smaller knife, that you have to go back and forwards, so talking about now hit the wall and bounce backwards and shechted the chicken. So kids, if we see it, that the shchita was done kosher, even though there was no kavanah, we pass the shchita was good. So in other words, shchita does not need kavanah, even though shchita is a mitzvah together, and usually mitzvahs we need kavanah, but there always the pshat is that the maaseh has to be miyachas to the person. When the maaseh has to be like the person's maaseh or the person's kinyan, you have to have das to make that action become yours. But over here by shchita, it's not an action, it's not the person's, it's an action done in the behemah. The maaseh of the behemah, if the behemah simonim was cut, if the simonim were cut with a kosher knife, with a kosher knife in, so since the maaseh was done in the behemah, that's a kosher shchita. Just like all the night, we'll see there's a svara by tefil also. The Mara says, if you throw an isha, and Maranida, if you throw an isha into the mikvah, so she's also tor, even though she has no kavanah. Shat is also there. It doesn't have to be the mensh's maisa, but just the metzias, that if an isha is in the mikvah is metayiro. So also by shchita, that the metzias, the shchita was done to the animal, the shchita, the maisa alone, is machsher the behemah, even without kavanah sodom. Now the Gemara says, Omer Reb Chiya Barabo, Boyu Reb Yechnan, Reb Yechnan had a shower like this. What's going to be cotton? Yesh loy machshovo, or yein loy machshovo? Does the cotton have a machshovo or not? In other words, usually we know a cotton is called a larva bar das. He doesn't have das midiraisam, his kinyan is not chal, he doesn't have enough das. The question is though, does he have a machshovo or not? So Rashi learns the question is, cotton yesh loy machshovo, yein loy machshovo, to going b'shchitas kodeshim, in the case where you want a shech the korban, and we know a shchitas kosher bizarre, but still it's called a shchit in the kodeshim. So by kodeshim is different than regular chulin. The boy kavona by kodeshim you have to have kavona. Rashi says, "Kedi yafina b'shmai the kamaisa the zvachim." Learn out at the beginning the zvachim that shalur lishmo is puzzle. So for now we understand that kavona shchit has to be done lishmo, even though storm is also called lishmo, but it's called like you have kavona. And really, Tezias is for question. We come out in the Gemara and Zvachim that Stam Kodshim is also kosher. It's only if you have Kavona Shalei Lishmo, it's possible. Skura Kodshim, even if it doesn't have Das, let it be like Stam. So Tezias says, no, Yishleima, the Stam, the Kodshim, Gor, it's much worse. The Ein Loi Das, Lov and Shem Kodshim, doesn't have Das, understand that's Kodshim. The Sov is Shem Chulin, he thinks as if it's a Chulin. And therefore, it's like Mesasik and it's possible. Therefore, that's our Shiloh. By a cotton. Stamazo, if he makes a shchitas kodshim, it should be possible. But the question is, when he does a shchit, we'll soon see the case. When he does a shchita by a korban, where it's nikim, mitoich maisav, is that called a good machshav or not? That's of Yechon and Shiloh, cotton yesh to machshav aloy. And Rashi is again by shchitas kodshim. For sure, Rashi, the case is, for sure, chat cotton oil lishmo. Cotton shech the korban lishmo. Mieve kavon aloy. See if the cotton shech stamazoi. Maybe then it's possible. Where the cotton shechs and he says he has kavanah l'shem the korban eloh, that's the Gemara Shiloh. Does he have a machshav or not? So Malay Ravam Rami said back, "Fitiboy le ma'isa." How come he only asked the question if he has a ma'isa or not? In other words, ma'isa no ma'isa. How come in the case of an action, the loikami boyle, you have no question about that. The Tanan, because you know the mission that we learned, yesh lehem ma'isa, that they have a ma'isa. If so, we'll soon see what type of an action, what type of a maisa even a cotton has, it's good. If so, if you learn that mishnah then, it says also there that machshav and amilot yiboylei. You should also have no doubt about just the machshav of a cotton. The Tanan, we learned this also, the Tanan we learned. Ein lehem machshav, a cotton does not have machshav. So even though he has a maisa, but machshav not, a mishnah in kelim. We'll soon explain, what does it mean? So Rashi explains, Maishno, Maisa de Pshitala Mishun de Mishmila, how did I learn that to be learned? The next Mishnah will soon bring it down that they have a Maisa. So since you didn't ask the question about a Maisa, is we'll soon see what Maisa is so Machshav and Amaloti Borle. Tishlam, he Mishnah Gufa. That none, ain't a Machshav, it's clear they don't have a Machshav. So what's Yishailo? Now, let's see what the Mishnah is. That's not, learn like this, the Mishnah in Kalim. That's not, Ha'olon v'harimoin v'yogos. Ha'olon, as she said, that's a priyu, type of a fruit. V'harimoin, a pomegranate. V'yogos, and a nut. She'chokokom t'inoikos lomid b'mofa. So a kid took them, and he hollowed them out to make it into a clean, like a cup, that you could use lomid to measure with. So the question is now, did he make this pre into a kli that should be able to be a makabel tuma? Rashi says, Nokfu nekev, commit a small hole in it, on the side of it. Voice yoichel, took out the food, inside food of it. It's like a hollow. And he made this into a cup like lomid b'mofa, in order to measure out cups, measure out the dirt. So the question is it called a kli now or not? So it sounds like this. Or else, oishat, oishes kinom, lechaf maznayim, or else the curtain did an action to these fruits, and he also hollowed them out to make it to be fit to be used, like for a scale to weigh things with. So locharis tumeim, yes, these things are now makabel tuma, and it has a shen kli on it. Why? Mipnei sheyesh lemaisa, because even though a curtain is what's doing this action, his maisa is good. Rashi says, kegoin ze, only this type of an action. Shemaisehen moichichen. From the actual action, we see clearly they know what they're doing. The l'shem cleanest kavnu. They're kavon and playing with this fruit to empty it out. And to hollow out the inside, their intentions were to make a kli here. So we see clearly from the maistim that they want to make a kli. V'gam heim oimrim keim. Rashi says they also say like this also, that they have kavon to make a kli. V'yesh ken maistu umach shavah. Hamarid the maistim materials kli. Therefore the cotton has both. He has a maistim with the mach shavah. Both together, like it brings it down to a shen kli. So that's the question. Like, if you know this Mishnah that says clearly that a katan, when he does an action, and he shows us that he knows what he's doing, that it's called a good action. And so if you know this Mishnah, you know what the end of the Mishnah says. The Mishnah ends off and says, on top of that, you gimel omer aleph, the Gemara says it says, but v'yein lehem machshava. The Mishnah says clearly they don't have a machshava. Rashi says, what's that case? Kegoin motzo